From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oshesky. Jackson County Prosecutor John Peters Baker will be the Missouri Democratic Party's next leader. She will replace Stephen Weber as state party chairman. Baker is taking the reins following major Democratic losses. Republican Josh Hawley unseated Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in November, which will give the state two Republican U.S. senators. Auditor Nicole Galway will be the only statewide Democratic officeholder. Republicans hold supermajorities in the state House and Senate. Baker says it's an opportunity for Democrats to self-assess. She says both progressives and conservatives are welcome in the Democrats' great big tent. Baker was appointed county prosecutor in 2011 and elected in 2012. She says she plans to run for re-election. A member of the State Board of Education believes his colleagues made the right decision in bringing back Commissioner Margie Van Deven. Jason Rosenbaum has more on Mike Jones' appearance on Politically Speaking.
Van Deven was fired last year from her post as education commissioner after then-Governor Eric Greitens got enough of his appointees on the state board. Those board members were never confirmed by the Senate, so Governor Mike Parson was able to pick people that ended up rehiring Van Deven. Jones says the Senate's decision not to confirm Greitens' appointees saved the state board's reputation.
I think that reestablished our legitimacy. Then the question was, how do you reestablish the program and move forward?
Jones says he's confident that Van Deven has, quote, a sharper focus after being away for a year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri and Kansas supporters are optimistic the iconic Route 66 is on the road to becoming part of a National Historic Trail. U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Jim Inhofe announced this week that a bipartisan bill would include Route 66 in the National Trail System Act. The route connected Chicago to Los Angeles and was decommissioned in 1985. The House of Representatives passed a similar bill in June. The Joplin Globe reports the proposal would allow the National Park Service to administer Route 66. The agency would award federal funds for preservation, development, and promotion. A new nonprofit organization called the Coalition for Choice formed last month in resistance to a proposal to sell St. Mary's Hospital in Jefferson City to MU Healthcare. The group spokesperson, Connie Farrow, says they are asking community members to contact their lawmakers.
This proposed change would have a deep impact on the fiber and the culture of Jefferson City. And we're confident that the current leadership at St. Mary's has the skills and expertise to keep the doors open while maintaining patient choice in mid-Missouri.
In a written statement, MU Health said transferring ownership of the hospital will allow them to better ensure patients have access to a full continuum of care and advanced services, and that they will be able to offer positions to almost all employees directly affected. SSM Health also issued a written statement saying the move would better help serve people in rural areas. I'm Chris Oshesky, KBIA News, Columbia.